Today on our show, we're diving deep into the world of cybersecurity, spotlighting the alarming breach at Change Healthcare that exposed millions of Americans' data, Cisco's innovative strides in fortifying digital defenses, Google's efforts in enhancing user security amidst growing cyber threats, Microsoft's battle with security criticisms and malware challenges, the FBI's fight against sophisticated cyber laundering schemes, Palo Alto Networks, response to targeted vulnerabilities, and the crucial security updates in the WordPress ecosystem. In a recent cyber attack initially linked to United Health Group in February, Change Healthcare became the target of a ransomware group that claimed responsibility for stealing patient records. This breach exposed sensitive information belonging to millions of Americans, raising serious concerns about data security within the healthcare sector. The incident has led to significant financial and operational challenges for both Change Healthcare and United Health Group. United Health is facing an estimated cost burden exceeding $1.6 billion due to the cyber attack, with $872 million in expenses reported in the first quarter. These costs cover the recovery efforts and the response to extortion demands by another group involved early in the attack. In light of these events, Congress is intensifying its focus on cybersecurity, planning a Senate Finance Committee hearing to examine the details of the Change Healthcare cyber attack. Lawmakers, expressing their frustration over the breach's wide-reaching consequences, are advocating for stronger cybersecurity frameworks in healthcare. The HHS Office for Civil Rights has also reacted to the incident by issuing FAQs to help stakeholders navigate the aftermath, particularly concerning the leak of patient data on the dark web by the Ransom Hub Group, which has endangered patient confidentiality. Healthcare providers are grappling with ongoing challenges in service delivery and revenue cycle management since the attack. United Health has acknowledged a significant financial impact, including a noticeable effect on its first quarter earnings, highlighting the prolonged repercussions this cybersecurity breach may have on the healthcare industry. This situation emphasizes the critical importance of enhanced cybersecurity measures to prevent such incidents in the future, aiming for a healthcare sector that is more secure against cyber threats. Cisco has been at the forefront of addressing cybersecurity challenges, enhancing its security posture through strategic initiatives and technology advancements. The company's efforts to integrate Duo Security with identity intelligence reflect a deep commitment to bolstering threat detection and response capabilities. This is especially crucial given the rising tide of cybersecurity incidents, such as large-scale brute force attacks that have targeted VPN, web applications, and SSH services on a variety of devices. Such attacks underline the importance of implementing robust security measures to protect against sophisticated cybercriminal campaigns. A notable incident involved a third-party breach at Cisco Duo, leading to the unauthorized access of MFA SMS logs and customer phone numbers. This breach highlighted the risks of smishing attacks and resulted in Cisco Duo alerting its customers about the compromised data emanating from their telephony supplier. This incident not only emphasized the importance of securing multi-factor authentication services, but also reinforced Cisco's dedication to bolstering security protocols. Moreover, Cisco has observed a widespread lack of cyber readiness among organizations, despite the prevalence of attacks. This gap underscores the criticality of enhancing defense mechanisms to guard against the evolving threat landscape. In this vein, Cisco's acquisition of Splunk for $28 billion and the subsequent launch of Hypershield signify a major leap forward. Hypershield, powered by AI and hyperscaler technology, is designed to elevate data and device security. Cisco has also introduced an innovative framework that employs AI to rigorously test software patches prior to their deployment, signaling a proactive approach to cybersecurity. Additionally, Cisco has successfully addressed a critical vulnerability within the Integrated Management Controller's web-based management interface, which could have enabled privilege escalation via undisclosed data manipulation. This action is part of Cisco's ongoing efforts to mitigate vulnerabilities and protect against potential cybersecurity threats. By leveraging AI, enhancing its XDR capabilities with identity intelligence, and unveiling cutting-edge solutions like Hypershield, Cisco demonstrates a proactive and committed stance towards advancing cybersecurity defenses. These measures, in response to the magnitude of global cyber threats, highlight Cisco's pivotal role in defining the security landscape in the era of artificial intelligence. As Cisco continues to innovate and respond to emerging threats, the tech industry watches closely for the latest updates in cybersecurity efforts. In the latest Digital Roundup, we delve into the pressing issues and advancements within the tech world, focusing on artificial intelligence, cybersecurity, and the steps tech giants are taking to enhance user security and privacy. The discussion on artificial intelligence is increasingly centered on the challenges of AI data privacy and data ownership. It's clear that understanding the nuances of who owns data and how privacy is safeguarded remains pivotal in the development of AI technologies. Google is making significant strides in user security. The Google Play Store has introduced biometric verification to improve security measures. This feature uses secure, device-based storage and encryption for biometric data to authenticate purchases on Android devices more securely. Additionally, Google is testing new Chrome defenses aimed at protecting users from cookie-stealing attacks. These measures represent Google's ongoing commitment to bolster digital security. Cybersecurity remains a hot topic, with new cyber extortion tactics and vulnerabilities coming to light. Specifically, the Notebook ML project by Google has been found vulnerable to prompt injection attacks, exposing weaknesses in large language model apps when processing untrusted data. Google Chrome users have faced vulnerabilities that could lead to remote network attacks or allow elevated privileges through data manipulation, prompting urgent calls to upgrade browsers for protection against potential exploits. The threat from cybercriminal activities is escalating. The Russian Sandworm Group has been recognized as an advanced persistent threat after conducting aggressive cyber attacks, highlighting the increasing dangers in the digital domain. Additionally, issues of account compromises linked to dark web activities raise significant concerns over data breach and privacy implications. Google's broader efforts to combat cybercrime include exploring new Android safeguards to quarantine malicious apps and successfully mitigating a historic distributed denial of service DDoS attack against Google Cloud, showcasing their defense capabilities against severe cyber threats. In advertising, there have been concerning reports of Google ads promoting fake crypto websites, leading to phishing scams. This situation has triggered alarms regarding the potential misuse of Google's advertising platform for cyber fraud. On the privacy front, Google has taken a proactive step by agreeing to destroy illegally collected incognito browsing data, acknowledging the importance of user privacy and setting a precedent for greater accountability in data handling. Stay informed on these developments and remain vigilant in this evolving digital landscape. In recent developments, Microsoft, a leading seller of cybersecurity products, has faced significant criticism for perceived inadequacies in its security practices. This scrutiny has been amplified by the discovery of backdoor malware in Windows systems by Finnish researchers, believed to be orchestrated from Russia. This revelation highlights the ongoing cybersecurity challenges that Microsoft is encountering amidst broader debates on the tech industry's security obligations. The U.S. government's approach to Microsoft's security issues has also been questioned, particularly in light of the company's central role in national cybersecurity strategy. This concern is part of broader discussions that include Tesla layoffs, solar power advancement, and VMware's rebranding efforts. Moreover, Microsoft's own reports on Russian influence operations targeting U.S. elections underscore the vital importance of robust cybersecurity measures in safeguarding democratic processes. In response to these challenges, Microsoft is undertaking a comprehensive security overhaul, with industry observers closely monitoring the company's strategy to address these vulnerabilities. Part of this initiative includes the planned retirement of basic authentication for client submission, SMTP Auth, in Exchange Online, transitioning to OAuth for more secure authentication. This change is part of Microsoft's larger effort to strengthen security across its offerings. The tech community has raised alarms over various cybersecurity threats, including the exploitation of vulnerabilities for crypto mining and the use of GitHub comments to spread malware via Microsoft repository URLs. These incidents demonstrate the dynamic and evolving nature of cybersecurity threats, emphasizing the need for constant vigilance and innovation in defense mechanisms. As discussion continues around Microsoft's cybersecurity role, government reliance on its technology, and the impact on global cyber policies, we remain committed to providing updates and analysis on these critical developments. In recent developments, the FBI has confirmed a significant $60 million laundering operation by the Lazarus Group following the Harmony's Horizon Bridge hack. To enhance consumer protection, the agency has provided essential guidance to avoid credit card skimmers at major retailers such as Walmart, 7-Eleven, and CVS. Additionally, there is an uptick in SMS phishing attacks across the USA, with scammers impersonating toll services to defraud individuals. The FBI, in collaboration with the Australian Federal Police, has apprehended the individuals behind the Firebird/Hive operation, highlighting ongoing efforts to combat cybercrime. However, there are escalating concerns over phishing attacks targeting U.S. toll services with fake notices, especially with Passover gatherings approaching. The agency has also identified a threat from Chinese hackers, believed to be government-linked, targeting U.S. critical infrastructure to potentially compromise national security. This includes the creation of fake EZPass toll websites, which have generated over 2,000 complaints since March. FBI Director Christopher Wray has spotlighted the threat to the Jewish community ahead of Easter and reiterated the significant risk posed by Chinese hackers to key U.S. infrastructures, such as pipeline operations. Despite China's denial of these allegations, the connections to criminal ransomware groups remain concerning. The Akira ransomware scheme has reportedly extorted $42 million, impacting over 250 organizations. Director Wray emphasizes the intricate challenge of tracking cybercriminals due to their tendency to destroy evidence and employ advanced security tactics. The FBI has also alerted the public to text message scams about unpaid toll road charges and underscored the critical threat of Chinese hackers aiming at U.S. infrastructure. Looking forward, Director Wray warns of China's strategic positioning for potential infrastructure attacks, which may be aimed at disrupting ahead of a possible U.S.-Taiwan conflict by 2027. The Akira ransomware success signifies the sophisticated and coordinated nature of these cybercrimes. Furthermore, the FBI, alongside Europol, stresses the urgent threat of the Akira ransomware and the Volt Typhoon hacking campaign, both linked to the Chinese government, with financial losses now exceeding $42 million. These developments underscore the imperative for heightened vigilance and security measures against evolving cyber threats. In recent developments, Palo Alto Networks, a key player in cybersecurity solutions, has faced multiple security challenges targeted at its PAN-OS software and firewalls. Attackers have notably exploited a vulnerability in the PAN-OS system to introduce a Python backdoor, demonstrating advanced cyber attack techniques aimed at entering networks unnoticed. This specific issue has been recognized by the U.S. Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, CISA, leading to its inclusion in the Known Exploited Vulnerabilities Catalog, which emphasizes the urgency of updating systems. Additionally, a critical vulnerability in Palo Alto Networks Global Protect has seen widespread exploitation, notably endangering firewalls and linking to North Korea's Lazarus Group, which adds a geopolitical angle to cybersecurity concerns. Palo Alto Networks has acted by releasing urgent hotfixes for this flaw, advocating for immediate application by customers to mitigate the risks of backdoor firewall access. With researchers releasing exploit codes for this vulnerability, there is a heightened call for organizations to quickly patch their systems to fend off severe cybersecurity breaches. Compounding the issues, Palo Alto Networks has tackled a critical VPN vulnerability in its Global Protect solution with hotfixes, striving to boost defense mechanisms. However, despite these interventions, public exploits and certain ineffective mitigation attempts illustrate the persistent struggles in safeguarding digital infrastructure against complex cyber threats. In a broader context of cybersecurity vigilance, updates have been made to PuTTY, enhancing its security features, reflecting the wider cybersecurity community's proactive efforts against potential vulnerabilities. A report by Palo Alto Networks also highlights operational technology, OT, security vulnerabilities within Italian companies, noting a concerning undervaluation of OT security amidst prevalent cyber attacks. Furthermore, Palo Alto Networks has identified and advised on a full-score vulnerability within its PAN-OS firewall, urging for system updates to combat this issue. This call to action serves as a reminder of the ongoing dynamic engagement required to protect against the evolving landscape of cybersecurity threats. As these stories continue to unfold, the implications for global cybersecurity practices become increasingly significant, underscoring the need for continuous vigilance and rapid responses to emerging security challenges. In recent WordPress news, significant security updates and vulnerabilities have been identified across a variety of plugins. Here are the essential details. The Zoho campaigns, NPS Computi, Stellar WP Restrict Content, Metabox, Nose Gray's Novelist, Tips Calendarista Basic Edition, Reservation Diary Red Eye Restaurant Reservation, and Clever Plugins SEO Booster. Plugins are exposed to several security weaknesses, including cross-site request forgery, CSRF, cross-site scripting, XSS, unauthorized access, and data manipulation due to identified vulnerabilities. It's crucial to update these plugins immediately to enhance security. A critical SQL injection vulnerability has been discovered in the WooCommerce Customers Manager plugin, strongly advising users to update as soon as possible. The TradePips WP TradingView plugin, along with several other plugins, has vulnerabilities that allow for XSS attacks. It's recommended to promptly update these plugins to mitigate potential risks. The Peter Shaw LH Add Media from URL plugin, essential add-ons for Elementor, and Advanced Page Visit Counter plugin, among others, have been flagged for vulnerabilities including XSS, SQL injection, and CSRF attacks. The Core Activity and Profile Grid plugins have been found to contain critical security issues, allowing for weak authentication exploitation and unauthorized privilege escalation. Respectively, immediate updates are recommended. A recent WordPress core update addresses an XSS vulnerability, highlighting the ongoing need to keep WordPress installations and plugins updated to maintain security integrity. Owners of the affected plugins should update to the latest versions promptly or look for alternative solutions to ensure their WordPress ecosystem remains secure. Keep abreast of the latest security advisories to safeguard your digital assets effectively. Thank you for tuning in, and remember to join us next week for another enlightening episode on the ever-evolving world of cybersecurity, happening weekly.